Begin the current daf, Maseches Megillah daf Tezayin. Begin on the bottom of Tezvav and Beis, three lines up on the bottom of the Avot. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the theme of these Mishnayis regarding what we're calling Mitztarf Mizu Mizu, that they combine one with the other, which started off with the topic of this Masech with Megillah, and then it's evolving into other related halachas of Yisurim. Says the Mishnah, Kala Nevelus Mitztarf Mizu Mizu. All dead animals combine for the minimum measurement of the prohibition of the Isra of consuming the Nevela, which is the share of a Kazais. Which at this point, it sounds like that even the Nevela of a non-kosher animal would combine with the Nevela of a kosher animal for the liability of the Isra of Nevela for the measurement of a Kazais. So to V'cholashkatzim mitzarf mzemzeh, the shrotzim of different species will combine one with the other. If one eats from a total combination of them a Kazais, he'll be liable for the Isra of consuming a sheretz. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, he qualifies the teaching of our Mishnah as a continuum on top of Tezayin and Aleph, and he says, Lo Yishan, we didn't learn that our opening halacha of a Mishnah that said that nevelas combine one with the other, which sounds like even a nevela of a non-kosher animal with a nevela of a kosher animal. He says, that halacha was said, El in Yatum. Only regarding whoever touches them becomes tummy, which regarding both of them, the pasuk of Yikir Yud Aleph, and the Gaben of Lasa Yitm, if someone touches a nevela dead animal, he becomes tummy. So regarding that, we combine the nevelos of a kosher and non-kosher animal. Avlein achila, but regarding consumption, to be liable, because what the pasuk says in Devarim Yadal, le'teich l'kol neveli, not let it eat a dead animal that was not properly slaughtered, for that they don't combine. Rather, the halacha is going to be that the nevela of tahirin b'fnei atzman, kosher dead animal carcasses will be combined by themselves for the isra of nevela, the tamei b'fnei atzman, and the non-kosher animals will also be combined for their own isra by themselves. But they cannot combine with each other. And the reason for that is because he holds that in Issachal Lesser, something that is a pre-existing prohibition cannot take on a new prohibition. So therefore, this non-kosher animal, even before it became available, was also because of a behemoth tameya. So now that it died without slaughtering, it can't take on a new prohibition of a nevela. So therefore, it has oneness of behemoth tameya. That of the nevela tahira is because of nevela. Those are two different prohibitions, and therefore they cannot combine. That's the interpretation of Rav. Second interpretation, but Levi Amar, he says, Afin l'chila na mitzarf, and he says, no, even for consuming, even for eating purposes, they do combine, because he holds Issachal Lesser. And therefore, yeah, there's two liabilities by the Nevela of Behemet Tamea. One because it's a non-kosher animal, and one because of Nevela. But it's Nevela, and therefore the Nevela of Behemet Tamea could combine with the Nevela of Behemet Tyra for the Isra of Nevela. Now, third interpretation, Rav Asi Amar, he says, T'chayrim l'atzman u'tamein l'atzman. No, the kosher is by themselves, and the non-kosher by themselves. Now, there's two different interpretations of Rav Asi's teaching. Igad Amri pligad the Rav. Those who say that this interpretation of Rav Asi is disputing that of Rav, and that is because you could say that this Rav Asi said that the kosher nevelas are themselves and the non-kosher by themselves is both regarding not only for eating but even for the laws of tumah. Where Rav Asi explains halacha of a Mishnah that says kala nevelas mitzarf and all dead animals combine. What does it mean, combines? It combines in their own categories. The Taharin by themselves and the Temein by themselves. And that's even regarding the laws of becoming Tame. So therefore he disagrees with Rav. Rav says they combine at least regarding the laws of Tumah. On that he disagrees. He says no. Just like for eating they're separate, so too regarding Tumah. We don't consider this as the Tumah of Nevela, because it's not a Nevela. It's the Behemoth Temeah. So therefore it's not going to combine. That's one interpretation. But the Ikadam relate to those who say that no, that he's not disagreeing with Rav. You could say that Rav Asi was saying just like Rav. When Rav Asi was saying Taharin are for themselves was regarding the purposes of eating, but regarding the laws of Tumah, he holds that they do combine, which would be the same thing as Rav. Now, the Gemara asked Meisviv in the following Braisa, according to the first version, the first interpretation that Rav Asi was disagreeing with Rav, and he was saying that they don't combine even with the laws of Tumah, from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Mises para v'chaya gamal, which is, if let's say someone takes a half an olive size from a dead cow, and a half an olive size from a living camel, and he eats them both, says the Braisa, Eim mitzarf from Zemzeh. So they don't combine with each other to be liable, not to be chayv from Nevela because of the cow, because that's only a chatzis eyes, and not to be liable Eivim Nechai from the camel, because that's alive. So you're not really having a measurement of even Nevela or Eivim Nechai, because you're only having half a size of each one of them. That's what the Braisa says. It says the Gemara, Hamisish name, but the inference is, but if let's say both of them were dead, where if he took a half olive size from a dead cow and a half olive size from a dead camel, which one's tahir, one's tummy, one's kosher, what's non, although tummy usually means impure, it also can mean not kosher, then it sounds like mitztarfin. Then they would combine, at least for the laws of tumah. They're combining for something. which eating okay, you could say that maybe not, but it sounds like they're combining at least for laws of Tumah. Says the Gemara of Akash L'Ravasi, so that's difficult. And Ravasi, according to the first version, who said that he's disagreeing with Rav, who he said even regarding for the laws of Tumah, he holds that the non-kosher by themselves and the Tara by themselves, because for Rav, you can't ask from this price, because Rav could say, yeah, the inference that you're making that, oh, if they're both dead, that they're going to combine, that's regarding the laws of Tumah, but for eating, they're not. But according to Ravasi, he says they don't combine for anything. Here, clearly, the price is inferring that, no, when they're both dead, that they are going to combine. Therefore, that's not like Ravasi in the first version. Says the Gemara, Eman, no, say, the inference is, Hachayish name it's Darfim. We're saying, in the case of the Bryce, was one was alive, one was dead. So they don't combine. But the inference is, oh, if they're both dead, they do combine? No, no, no. If they're both dead, they don't combine. Like Ravasi said, not even the laws of Tumah. The inference is, but if they're both alive, they do combine for the Isra of Abim and Achai, for the olive size of a limb from a living animal. Because Amani, who's the time of the Bryce, is Rabbi Yehudi. Doma that he says is brought in Masechet Chulin of Kafal from a base, that Eva Menachai, Noig B'Tameya, the Isra of Eva Menachai, a limb from a living creature, applies even by a non-kosher animal. So that would be, by the kosher and non-kosher, both of them have the same Isra, and therefore they're going to combine. But that doesn't say anything regarding when they're dead. But then the Gemara asks, but if that's the case, Avol Misa Shneimai, so what are you saying? But if they're both dead, you want to say that Limit Starfi, they're not going to combine. And that is because we consider the kosher separate and non-kosher separate. Same came, but if that's the case, in my area, the Rohit Vatani, then why did the Brisa run to go ahead and say a case of Mises Para V'chaya Gamal when the cow was dead and the camel's alive? And that's where they said, oh, they're not going to combine, which sounds like, yeah, because one's dead and one's alive. Hafala Mises Shneim Lemet Starfim, according to Ravasi's interpretation, even if they're both dead, they're still not going to combine. So therefore, the Brisa should have said, even a dead cow and a dead camel, they're both not going to combine. Now, from the fact that it said it specifically when the cow is dead but the camel's alive, and then they don't combine, the inference is that no, when they're both dead, they do combine, which then is difficult. And Ravasi says that no, that even when they're both nevelis, they don't combine, not for Achila and not for Tumah. So it says the Gemara of Aitanya, moreover, doubling down on the question, I learned in the Braisa that said, Chatzi Zayis Par B'chaya, if you have half an olive size of the cow when it's still alive, which is the inverse of the previous case, and the half olive size of the camel when it's dead. Here also, Eim and Starfin is not going to combine. Avol, but chatzizayis mipar, chatzizayis megamal, but if you have a half olive size of the cow and half olive size of the camel, bein b'chayeho, whether they're both alive, bein b'misasa, whether they're both dead, mitstarfin, they combine. Now this is the seifa of the brisa that we just quoted before that said, misis par v'chayi gamal. So says the Gemara, well, kashi reisha. You have a difficulty. The Reisha said that when the cow's dead and the camel is alive, you inferred to say, no, not that they're going to combine when they're both dead. That's only they're going to combine when they're both alive. But you wanted to say, when they're both dead, they're not going to combine. Well, that's difficult. Our Sefer, the Sefer says, but you have a half olive size of the cow, whether it's alive, whether it's dead, it's going to combine. Oh, what do you mean? How could you say that? You said when they're both dead, they're not going to combine. Allah Shema Menor, rather, isn't it obvious from the fact that the Sefer is saying that they both combine when they're both dead, that the Reisha also is telling us the inference, not when they're both alive, but the Mitzvah Shneim, it's Darfin, that when they're both dead, they're going to combine, which is difficult according to Ravasi, according to the first version that said that he's disagreeing with Rav. So Amalach Ravasi, Ravasi in the first version would tell you, you're right, but this Brisa is not difficult, because Haitana Sava Issachal Alissa, the Tana this Brisa holds, that a prohibition could take effect on something that already has a pre-existing prohibition. So although it already had the issa of being a non-kosher animal, when it dies without being properly slaughtered, it's going to have also the issa of nevela, and therefore it's going to combine, because it has the issa of nevela. But says Ravasi, I don't hold like the Tana, this Braisa, rather I hold like those who say that ain't issa chalalissa, and therefore when they're both dead, they're not going to combine, because one, the kosher one has the issa of nevela, and the non-kosher one doesn't have the issa of nevela, has only the issa of being a non-kosher animal. Now, this that the Braisa said, when the cow is dead and the camel's alive, it's not going to combine. The reason for that, even though he holds Issachal Alisser, is because that one has the Issa Nevela and one has the Issa of Eva Min Hachai of the non-kosher animal. So even when it subsequently dies, it's not going to go ahead and take effect because it already has the Issa of Eva Min Hachai. And so to the Sefer that says when the half olive size of the cow when it's alive and the camel when it's dead, there it's not going to combine with the dead camel, is also because there's no Issa Nevela, but because the kosher one doesn't have the Issa Nevela, only has the Issa Eva Min Hachai. But regarding the inference of it, when they're both dead, that was a difficulty on Ravasi, we see that they are going to combine. That's because he holds in general Issachal Alissa, but Ravasi is not going with that opinion. And he holds Ein Issachal Alissa, and therefore it's not going to combine, not only for the Issachila, but it's not even for the Issa Tumah, because it doesn't have that Isser Tumav Nevela. It only has the Isser of being a non-kosher animal, and hence it can't combine for any one of the Isserim. The Gemara continues to Amud Beis, which will relate back to the second half of the Mishnah. Up until now, there was two halachas that Mishnah spoke about. We spoke about the halacha of Kala Nevelas and Mitzar from Zumazu, which were different interpretations of exactly what are we combining with Nevelas, kosher, non-kosher, regarding eating, regarding Tumav. And then the second half was all Shkatzim and Shratzim, that they combine one with the other. On that teaching that we'll relate to, the Gemara says that Amar Yehuda Marav, he says, Achila Shratzim Loikala Bekezayis, the consumption of a sheretz, which are these vermin, these insects, if someone eats it, he's liable if he ate the measurement of a kezayis. But that's the size of a lentil. My time, what's the reason? Even though the Shir Tuma is that, is because Achila Ksivbahu, the Torah, when it talks about the Isser, it says, Loi Toichlim, don't eat them, Kisheketzim, because they're an abomination, and it says, Mikri and Alf, and eating is not less than the kezayis. Now, that the Gemara asks, but Tani Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina Kamed Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yisrael Reb Chanina taught the Brisa from Rabbi Yechon, and it said as follows. The Pasuk says of Yikra, Vivdaltim Ben Behema Tahira L'Tameh, you should differentiate, Hashem tells the Jewish people, between the non-kosher animals and the kosher animals regarding what's considered impure. Ubeina Oifa Tami L'Tarim, between the impure and the pure birds. V'lita Shaktus Nafshaseichem, and don't make filthy your souls. The behema ba'if or b'chol ha'shatimras adama, with the animals and the birds and all that which crawls on the ground, which I have separated from you, which they're for impurity. One should not go ahead and have anything with these creatures. Now that the Brisa says, on the one hand, pasuk ha'kasa b'achila, the pasuk opens up with that of consumption, because just that it says in the pasuk over there, b'lech teshak tos nafshaseichem, don't make filthy your souls. That's by eating. When a person eats something impure, it makes his soul filthy. Now, v'sayim b'tumah, but the pasuk concludes with the laws of tumah, which is regarding touching these tummy items, which it says, "Ashevdalti lechem tumah," that I separated them from making you impure. So why does it start with eating and end with tumah? Rather, to tell you that ma tumah, just like the tumah of a sheretz, which is bikadosha, when it's dead, it contaminates the size of a lentil. Afachila, so to the iser of eating the shiratzim, is also bikadosha, also the size of a lentil. And the kalser Rabbi Yechonin praised the Brais, Rabbi Yisrael Chanina taught him. Says the Gemara, b'kashal d'Rab, that's a difficulty for Rab. He said the shir of eating a sheretz when it's dead, when it's a sheretz in general, the iser of eating shiratzim is that of kezayis, and yet here we see clearly that Rabbi Yechonin praised the halacha of the Brais, that the iser of sheretz is a measurement of a lentil. Says the Gemara, l'kashal, not difficult, because kam b'misas and kam b'chayein. One of them is talking about when they're dead, and one of them is talking about when they're alive. This said, Rav said the measurement is a kezayis when he was eating it when it's alive. When he's eating from it when it's dead, then the lashes he'll get is even if it's the size of a lentil, because that's exactly what the pasuk is comparing it to, the laws of tumah. Tumah is when the sheretz is dead. That's when it contaminates. And that's what the pasuk is equating. When one's going to eat it, when it's dead, then it's going to be the shevet kadosh, but Rav was tumah when it's alive. However, only Abaya asked in this interpretation, he says, but v'harav ha-masnin koi. But Rav was going on the halach of our Mishnah. Now, how does Abaye know that Rav is going to Halacha of our Mishnah? Because we had just said in different teaching of Rav before that he was qualifying the first part of our Mishnah. He said that we didn't say this Halacha regarding the Velus Mitzarf Mezumazu. He said we only said regarding the laws of Tumah, not regarding eating. Now, that teacher was most definitely going on the Halacha of our Mishnah, on the Halacha of Kol and the Velus Mitzarf. So therefore, Abaye was assuming that here also, when Rav said that the eating of a sheretz, that one's going to get lashes in it, the sheretz b'kezayis, it was also going to Halacha of our Mishnah. Now, if that's the case, masnitin kala shrotzim katani, our Mishnah said that all the shrotzim are mitzavim zem zeh. Now, moreover, our Mishnah was afilah b'misasin, was even talking about when they're dead, because it was a continuation of the first halach of our Mishnah, which was kal hanavelis mitzavim zumzu. A nevela is when it's dead. So since he's going to halach of our Mishnah, so the inference is that the teaching of Rab that he's saying that the sheva kezayis is going on the shrotzim when they're dead. So then how could you say that the teaching of Rav, that is not contradicted by this Brais Rabbi Yechonin praise, was talking about when it's alive, that's why it's kezayis? No, Rav is talking about kezayis when it's dead. And that's contradicted by the teaching that says it's a sheva kadosh. Now the Gersa brings here, lav de'ikah porter mahai or porter mahai, which Rashi says, hidden here in interpretation what this line is coming to say, although some say it's actually talking about regarding the measurement of a lentil, that there you don't combine it. But be that as it may, Amalei Rav Yosef, he responded to Abaye's question, he says, Hahidiyuka, this inference that you're inferring, that you're asking your question because you're assuming that Rav's going to halacha of a Mishnah, says, Dilachu, that's your inference. I don't hold what you're saying. Rav, this that he said that the eating of the shrotzim is that of a kazayas, was not going in the Mishnah. Rather, Shmait Tabal Mokama, he was just saying an individual teaching. And therefore, we could resolve, as we said before, the Sheva Kazayas is what Rav was saying was when it's alive. That's the Sheva Achila. And like the Pasuk says, a terminology of Achila. However, this teaching that says the size of a lentil, because the Pasuk equates it to Tumah, is when it's dead. That's when the Sheva Tumah is. And therefore, that's what the Pasuk is saying. That's what the Sheva Achila is going to be, is going to be Adasha when the Sheretz is dead. Now, as we mentioned before, the Bekalser Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon praised the teaching of the Brice that said that the Sheva Achila of the Isra to get lashes of the Sheretz, as we qualify when it's dead, is even the Sheva Adasha of a lentil. However, Mesavid the Gemara asks on this that we had mentioned, that Rabbi Yechonon praised this brisa, that sounds like he understands that the consumption of a sheretz is the size of a lentil. So the Gemara is asking now on that from a brisa. The brisa says, "He varm ein lehen shir." The limbs don't have a measurement. Meaning, whatever is considered a limb, if it's in an intact, a complete limb, there's no measurement. A filipachas mikizayis. Even if it's less than the size of an olive, which is usually the minimum measurement, let's say regarding the iser of nevela, doesn't make a difference. If it's a complete limb, it'll have the iser already. Or let's say it's a complete limb from a sheretz. So even though it's going to be pachis mikadoshim in a sheretz, even though it's less than the minimum measurement by a sheretz, which generally its halach of tum is only the size of a lentil, still if it's an intact limb, both regarding nevelas, which are a dead animal, or a sheretz, so then, in like in this case of the sheretz, it's going to be metam. It's going to contaminate, because since it's an intact limb, even though it doesn't have the measurement, it's going to contaminate because it's considered something chashuv, it's considered something distinct. That's what the Braisa says. Now, V'am Rabbi Yechonon, this is what we ask the contradiction of Rabbi Yechonon himself. Rabbi Yechonon said, but you don't have regarding the one who eats it to be like an alein to get lashes on it, ela b'kezayis, only if it's at least a measurement of an olive size. Now, it sounds like Rabbi Yechonon is going on this brisa of the limbs. Now, this brisa was definitely talking about when it's dead, because he's saying that it's even less than the kezayis of nevelas. And that Rabbi Yechonon said, but the lashes is only going to be if it's a sheva kezayis. How could Rabbi Yechonon go and praise the brisa of Rabbi Yisbel Chanina that says that the lash is going to be when it's the size of a lentil, which we explained that brisa must be talking about when it's dead, and yet here he's going on where it's dead, and he says that, yeah, although the lashes will be even less than the Sheva Kadosha, because it's a total limb, although generally for Tumah it needs to be the size of a lentil, but regarding consumption, which is Tumah dead, is a Sheva Kezayis. Kezayis, but he praised before a different teaching that says that the Sheva is a Kadosha when it's dead. So Amar Rava, he says that this that Rabbi Yechonon praised the teaching of the Braisa that compared the laws of Tumah, the laws of eating regarding the size of a lentil, that eating is also going to have the Sheva Adasha, that was b'muvdal in Dibra Kasim. That was specifically with that pasuk, again going back to the context of that pasuk. So far we brought a context of that pasuk that's talking about the Sheva Adasha when it's dead, because comparing it to the laws of Tumah of a sheretz when it's dead. But there's another context. That pasuk is talking about the eight shrotzim in the Torah that was separated from all the shrotzim that are in the world. Which those eight shrotzim, those vermin, are more severe regarding the laws of Tumah than all other ones, because all of the shrotzim when they're dead do not contaminate. It's only those eight. Now it's regarding those that the pasuk says that the eating of them is going to be the size of a lentil. This that Rabbi Yechonon said that the lash is only going to be the shir of a kezayis was not going on the braisa. Because the braisa, you're right, most definitely is going on the case of muvdalin. Regarding shrotzim that are not different, meaning all the other shrotzim in the world, that Rabbi Yechonon was saying that the lashes are only going to be when it's the shir of a kezayis. And that's even if it's dead, that the shir of that the Bryce was saying, that the shir of Kadasha, when it's dead, that's going to be the isra of eating, that's specifically those eight shrotzim which have the laws of Tumah regarding it. Now, however, Amalei Rav Adi Barava LeRava, and he asked on Rava on his interpretation, he says, but El Miat, if that's the case that the Pasuk is talking about specifically these Mubdalim, these separated eight types of Shrotzim, and that means to say you're separating your in Halacha between those that are Mubdalim, those eight Shrotzim, and all other Shrotzim in the Torah, so they're Behemanami. Then the laws of animals, since the Torah equates the laws of Nevelas to the laws of Shrotzim in one Pasuk, where it talks about the nevela of a non-kosher animal and a kosher animal to the laws of shrotzim, as the pasuk says, v'hivdaltem, it says that Hashem is separating the Jewish people from b'chol asher tirmes al adama, regarding all vermin and regarding all non-kosher animals and kosher animals that are nevelas. So you should say the same thing, that the pasuk is equating the laws of nevelas of animals to that of shrotzim. So then, liflig bein muvdalis l'sheinim muvdalis. Then, even for the laws of nevelis, you should also separate between those which are separated and those which are not separated. And you should say that this that the halacha tells us that nevela of it, that it contaminates the law of a kezayis, say that's only by a muvdalis. What does muvdelis mean in this context, as Rashi explains? It means a kosher animal is muvdelis, because it's separated from all the majority of the animals that are not kosher, because it's permitted to be eaten. And say, oh, that's where the tumah is going to be a shever kezayis. But by non-kosher animals, which are not separated, quote-unquote, that's not going to contaminate until it has more than a shever kezayis, until it has the share of a kebeah. Because just like b'shratzim, you're differentiating, so and you're saying muvdalin are more severe, where we're saying that that's for the share of a kadasha, of a sheretz that's dead, for specifically those eight types that are tummy, but the rest are not, are going to have the greater share of a kezayis. So they make the same thing also. Say the muvdalim, quote-unquote, which are the kosher animals, oh, their iser of the nevela is going to be that of a share of a kezayis. But maybe those that are non-kosher animals, then nevela will be the share of a kebeah. Just like you're separating, and the pasuk equates shratzim to the laws of nevelas. So on that, Omalei, as we continue to have your Zayin Marav, so Rabbi responded to me, says, no, Kika Makash Shachmana, this that you're bringing from the Pasuk, that Torah equates the kosher and non-kosher animals of their nevelas to that of Shratzim, was not to differentiate in the measurements between nevela of quote, the muvdalis of the kosher animals to nevela that are not muvdalis. Rather, Labalta Shaktu, that was only as the Pasuk there is talking about in Vayikra Chav Chafei, it says, Hashem says, "Revdaltim bein behemah tahayula tameyo bein oifa tamei latar." V'le teshaktu es nafshei seichem behemah v'oifa cholash termetz adam ashevdaltilchem latamei. It's in the context of bal teshaktu. Well, that's what the pasuk is teaching you by equating the nevela of a non-kosher animal or the nevela of a kosher animal, and also the laws of shratzim, to say that just like shratzim are an abomination, so it's coming to say that the nevela of a non-kosher animal is going to have, besides the prohibition of nevela, will also have the isser about teshaktu, that don't make yourself filthy and abomination, together with the prohibition of being a non-kosher animal. But it's not equating anything to the laws of measurements. So although, yes, we are differentiating between, quote, the muvdalin of the shratzim, those eight types that become tummy, that they're more severe in their isser of eating, specifically when they're dead, to be the size of a lentil. However, that does not, and we're differentiating, we're saying, but all the other types of shratzim, even when they're dead, will have the shever kezayis, just like we said that when they're alive, they're all going to have the shever kezayis, and therefore that's why we said it's not a contradiction of Yechnan, but don't come along and say that the same thing should be regarding the veilous dead carcasses of animals, because although the pasuk is equating them to shratzim, it's only in the context of bal teshaktu to say that besides the isra of nevela, they also have the isra of bal teshaktu, but it's not equating, and as the pasuk clearly says, that that's what it's comparing for, but it doesn't compare it for shirim, that we don't differentiate in the laws of nevelas to say that nevela of behemet ta'ira is going to be that of a kezayis, and that of nevela of behemet ta'ira is going to be that of a kebeah, because that's not what the pasuk is equating the nevelas of the animals to that of the shratzim.